This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Well, Bob Fesco covers Kansas City Chiefs and all things KC for 610 Sports Radio. Fesco in the morning. You can find him on Twitter at Bob Fesco. He joins us now. Patrick Mahomes signs one of the biggest contracts, if not the biggest contracts, in sports history. And Bob is on the line now. Bob, it's good to have you with us back here in Portland, man. Thanks so much for hopping on. Where does this rank just in general as the biggest day in Kansas City sports history of him signing that deal?
Well, I would think it's probably number three in the last 5 years, behind the World Series championship and the Super Bowl championship. And maybe you factor those parades in a little bit, but Chiefs fans are very, very happy as well today, because they've got their guy locked up, you know, and it was fun to be on the Zoom call with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Brett Veach, the general manager, today. And Veach couldn't stop smiling. He was smiling the entire time to get this deal done. And it's something that's been, you know, being worked on for a long time. For the last couple of years, they've been working on a contract to get something done with him. And so I think it's top five, top 10 day in franchise history and really in Kansas City sports history. And also, I think what's interesting about it is that, you know, we've got now the highest paid athlete in the history of American professional sports. Never did I think that, you know, working and living here in Kansas City, that we'd have that experience.
Yeah, I never thought it would be an NFL player. Mike Trout's deal is, what, $426 million, something like that. I never thought there'd be a contract that would top that, and here we are. Mahomes is saying, hold my beer. What was the reaction for you when the deal was signed? Because we've debated this for months now. How much is he going to get? How long is he going to sign for? When's the extension going to come? Like, there's been this back and forth for a long time. Never in a million years did I see him signing a 10-year extension and being under contract for like 12 years. What was just the reaction that you had to the term of the deal?
Not enough money for Patrick Mahomes. I'm just being honest with you. I saw the deal come down. I'm like, I think the team got a pretty good deal in this one. And they all talked about it today. And we've talked about it a lot, you know, for the last couple of days and hours or whatever we've been on the air talking about this, is that, you know, this is one of those deals where, like, nobody's looking around going, you know, you got screwed or you won. And I think the team made it very clear today, this wasn't about winning a deal. It was just getting a deal done that worked for everybody and worked in everybody's favor. And that's what happened. It's amazing when you go into a contract negotiation trying to do what's best for everybody involved, how everybody comes out pretty happy with what they were able to get done. And Patrick stressed a number of times today, and as did Andy Reid and Brett Veach, the GM, that this was all about getting a deal that would take care of Patrick but also continue to keep the franchise in the ability to sign guys long term that aren't just named Patrick Mahomes. And he's only like a $6 million cap hit this year, guys. And so he's got an opportunity now to still make his money and still keep the door open for other guys like Chris Jones to re-sign and stay a member of this Kansas City Chiefs franchise for a couple more years to come.
Yeah, Bob Fesco, host of Fesco in the Morning for 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, our sister station over there, as Patrick Mahomes signs for $500 million. The element of this that's non-Kansas City Chief related, but I think is kind of an interesting point, is how many teams you guys just screwed over by getting Patrick Mahomes this deal who have quarterback contracts that are coming up. Dallas, Houston, Baltimore is going to have one really soon with Lamar. I mean, just the idea that he signed for $500 million and now what these other teams have to decide with guys that they potentially have to pay.
Well, and I would caution all of those teams. You don't have Patrick Mahomes, and don't go out there and spend Patrick Mahomes-type money. I think when you look at Dak Prescott, they're apparently I missed the memo, but when you play quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, that entitles you to being the highest-paid quarterback, even if you're an 8-8 football team. I don't understand the love affair with Dak Prescott. Win some games and behave during COVID and be a leader during COVID, and maybe we can talk about paying. Lamar Jackson turtles in the playoffs. As much as I love Lamar Jackson, he is the reigning MVP, but his playoff record speaks for itself. And Deshaun Watson, he's the guy that I probably would pay closer to Pat money than anybody out there, because he's done a great job of pulling Bill O'Brien behind him, man. I mean, he's done a really good job of playing well when he's got a head coach that puts all these kind of obstacles in his way. And so I love all three, the two guys. I'm not a huge Dak fan, but I love Deshaun Watson. I love Lamar Jackson. But they're not Patrick Mahomes. And if anybody thinks that they can top Patrick Mahomes or pay a quarterback more money than what Patrick Mahomes is getting right now, I think you're setting your franchise up for failure, because you're not going to get the results that Patrick Mahomes gets you. I mean, I can see them going 192-0 over the next 12 years. I just don't see a team out there beating these guys.
I love it. Now, purely speculation, but I am curious, because we were talking about it yesterday. He has a great relationship, it appears, on the outside looking in with his head coach, and it's just a great partnership that they have. Such a brilliant offensive mind, Andy Reid, to go with his talents. I think Andy Reid is 62 years old. How many years do you think of this contract will he end up coaching?
Well, I've called it the greatest marriage in sports history, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, because I just think the two of them together are perfect. MJ, you know, was there, and Phil Jackson was there, but Phil dealt with a lot of the other guys and really had to focus on MJ all that much. Bill and Tom up in New England were kind of, you know, a marriage of convenience. Like, after 10 years, they just stayed together for the kids, you know, type of thing. This is truly a love-filled marriage, and both make each other better in it. But Andy Reid, you know, one of the coolest things that I've ever seen at a game was, I think it was after one of the playoff games down in the tunnel, Andy comes walking up and sprinting goes his, like, three-year-old granddaughter going, "Grandpa, Grandpa," and jumps into his arms and he gives her a big hug. And so I know how important family is to him. I could see Andy going maybe four more years, five more years, maybe he gets halfway through this contract. But you know what? Stranger things have happened, man. I mean, who knows where – you know, life is going to be at that point in time for everybody. And so, but if I'm a betting man, I would say five or less years probably.
You know, Bob, a lot of people have talked about with quarterbacks, I would say the last two, maybe a year of now, but people have kind of brought up that quarterbacks eventually could tie their salary to a percentage of the salary cap. Were you surprised he didn't do that?
Yeah, a little bit. I was, because I think from my standpoint, I always envisioned him signing a deal. And then, you know, because of the way sports works, the next guy was going to top that. Well, the percentage would put him above that guy. He would always find a way to stay the highest paid player in the game. But he said today that, look, he goes, this was not about a cash deal. This was about a deal that made sense so I could get other guys signed and continue this dynasty. They called it a quote-unquote legacy deal, not a cash deal that he was trying to sign here in Kansas City. So they kind of keep that number flat going forward and make sure that you have enough money to sign everybody else for you. And with the salary cap, too, in the situation we're in, I bet you they probably had to do a hard right turn when they went, oh, wow, the salary cap could drop over the next couple of years because of this COVID situation.
Yeah. Well, and would you say, Bob, your best guess, because I haven't seen details yet, so if they're out there, apologies, or maybe you have some insight, are we assuming the front half of that contract when it kicks in is probably more front-loaded than it is back-loaded? He'll make more in the beginning of that deal?
No, the first 3 years are still very team friendly for him and very salary cap friendly. I believe like this year is going to count less than $6 million under the salary cap. So he's going to play out those last couple of years of that rookie contract, and then the money is going to kick in. Look, I don't expect them to reach the end of this contract because I think he's going to play so well, they're going to have no choice but to renegotiate this thing probably about halfway through this deal. But the first couple of years are very team friendly to allow the organization to get some other guys signed and do some more business.
Yeah, that was kind of the follow-up I had too, is just looking at the next couple of years for them. They came so close to beating New England 2 years ago in the AFC title game, fell short there at the end, you know, D-Ford, all that stuff. Then you win the Super Bowl this next year. Where's the roster at just coming back in the next two, three years? I know Chris Jones wants a new deal, Tyreek Hill, all that kind of stuff. Just what's the rest of the roster looking like for them to continue to make runs here outside of Mahomes in the next 2 to 3 years?
Well, it's very young. Other than Travis Kelce, everybody's under 28 years, you know, of age. And so you got Mecole Hardman, who's on a rookie contract. Obviously, their first-round pick, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, on a rookie contract right now. You know, you've got Tyreek Hill, who's got a very team-friendly contract. Obviously, Sammy Watkins signed back with a very team-friendly contract. And so you've got 20 of 22 starters coming back. And I think that's so significant, not just to give you the opportunity to run it back like they're talking about doing, obviously, here in Kansas City, but also for the opportunity to not really have to learn anything new. You didn't have any new players that have to come in and really learn a whole heck of a lot new. And with an offseason that basically didn't exist except for some Zoom calls, I think the Chiefs are set up in great position.
Bob, we'll get you out of here on this one, man. Let's take the 12 years, the next two, and then the deal kicks in for the 10. Let's just take 12 years from now. And I don't care how cocky you get with this answer. How many Super Bowl championships will you have in the next 12 years with Patrick Mahomes?
Well, I think the expectation for me is you've got to win the division every year. Look, Tom Brady did it for 20 straight years. You win the division every year. That's a no-brainer. You make six Super Bowls and win three or four of them.
Okay, 3 to 4. Good stuff, man. Bob Fesco, 610 Sports Radio in KC. Fesco in the morning. Give him a follow on Twitter. Bob, thanks so much for the time. It's good to have you back on, and congratulations to you guys. It's nice to keep a superstar athlete in your city.
It really is, man. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.